Blog Talk Radio.
What's good? We back live once again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blood Fino, with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone.
Oh, yeah. What's up, y'all?
It's all good. And tonight's calling number is 347-633-9265. 347-633-9265. And for everybody that's online, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/put'em on blast radio. That's P-U-T-E-M on blast radio. And if anybody want any inquiries, anybody want any interviews, just hit us up at put'em on blast radio@gmail.com. P-U-T-E-M on blast radio at gmail.com. You can find us on facebook.com/put'em on blast radio. Same thing. And you can type in blogtalkradio.com/put'em on blast radio with an extra backslash in that podcast, and you'll be directed to iTunes. Now, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in. I thank everybody for supporting the show. You know, all the artists that's been coming on, much love and much support from us. You know, I'd like to thank Madman UNG Radio. I'd like to thank Royal Blunts for supporting, Put 'Em On Blast Radio. You know, Bipolar Naked Magazine. Everybody go out and support that magazine and support all the artists that come on our show and do the right thing and stop the violence. And on tonight's show, this cat right here, he's from Sacramento, California, 916. He's from the Nutty North. He was supposed to be on the show in the past, but some things happened, but we got him on the show now. And he's out there, he's doing his thing, he's been everywhere, he's been dropping videos, he's been out there putting it down with San Quinn, everybody out there. Now he has a new mixtape, and I'm going to let him introduce everything about him. But right now, off top, like I said, we have Eclipse the Hustler that's on the show. And right now, Eclipse, say what's up to all the Put 'Em On Blast Radio fans.
What's up with it? What's up, man? How y'all doing out there, man?
It's all love. It's all love. We out here chilling. What's up with you, man? How you feeling?
I'm good, man. You know what I mean? Just chasing this cheese, trying to bake this bread. That's about it, man.
That's what's up. Won't you let everybody know out there on Put 'Em On Blast Radio who you are, who's the man behind the artist, who's the artist behind the man?
Oh, man, you know what I mean? I'm just, you know what I mean, a young cat, man, been doing this rap shit, you feel me, since the 90s, the early 90s, man, you know what I mean? And, you know, I do the mixing, the mastering, the producing, you know what I'm saying? I do it all, you know what I mean? And, you know, I'm just trying to keep minds going, man. That's about it, man.
That's what's up. And what made Eclipse pick up a microphone and decide on rapping?
I mean, really, you know, shit, my cousin used to be beatboxing and shit all the time, you know what I mean? So it started off with me beatboxing, you know what I mean? And then it went from beatboxing to rapping, and then, you know what I mean, me beatboxing on the karaoke, and, you know what I mean, having two takes, you feel me? I'm beatboxing for 5 minutes on one side, then I record on the other side, you know what I mean? And then I used to just freestyle all the time over my beatboxes, you feel me? And then I got me some equipment, you know what I mean? And it's been on since then.
That's what's up. And who have you worked with in the industry, and who would you like to work with in your near future?
I worked with Keith, San Quinn, Brother Lynch, Looney Coleon, Lace Lino, Big Hollis. Let's see, who else, man? My homeboy Maximilian, Big Man. The boy Graf from the Goon Docks. And who else, man? It's so many of them, man.
Mm-hmm. And who would you like to work with?
I really don't know, man. To tell you the truth, I really don't know who I like to work with at this point in time. But right now, I'm probably finna do a collab with Brother Lynch, so that's a good thing. You know what I mean? Because I was on the Fix comp. I didn't do a song
with him actually. So, you know what I mean? I just was on one of his compilations. So, you know what I mean? I'm finna really do a song with him for real. You know what I mean?
Big ups to Brother Lynch out there, Made Sick Camp. All y'all out there, much love. You know, support them. And I want to ask you, can you give out the information right now to everybody who want to connect with Eclipse the Hustler?
Man, just Google me, Eclipse the Hustler, man, Eclipsdahustla, man. Just Google that, you feel me? And, it's, you know what I mean? And you can get to me, you know what I mean, from there.
Mm-hmm. And what do you and don't you like about this music industry?
Really, you know what I mean? Shit, just... It's too much. You know what I mean? Everybody following suit. You know what I mean? With that down south sound to me, that's how I feel about it. You know what I mean? That's gonna be my put 'em on blast. Really, you feel me? Like I think everybody following suit with the down south sound. I like it. Me personally, I like it, but I think everybody think they need that down south sound in order to make a hit. You know what I'm saying? Everybody doing it from every coast. You know what I mean? From the east. West, you know what I'm saying, and it shouldn't even be like that. I'm thinking people lacking the originality. You feel me? Motherfuckers need to be original. You don't need a down south beat. You know what I'm saying, to come up with a hit, man. Be original, man. Especially us in the West Coast. Everybody wanna, you know what I mean, rap over a down south beat. You know what I'm saying? We need that West Coast mob shit back. That's what we need.
For real.
That's how I feel about it. You know what I mean? We need that West Coast, especially us, you know what I mean, in Northern California. You know what I mean? We need our originality back. You feel me?
I want to ask you, what makes you different from everybody else in the music industry?
Shit, me being original, really. You know what I mean? That's me being original, and for the most part, I rap over, you know what I mean, mainly just my beats, you know what I mean, and I don't sell my beats neither because, you know what I'm saying, motherfuckers don't want to pay for them like that, and whether if a nigga selling them for the low, or, you know what I mean, or charging an arm and a leg, you know what I mean, a motherfucker selling a beat for $100, a nigga want to be like, man, I got 75, man, well, man, just give me my little $100, you know what I mean? Motherfucker don't even want to give me $100 for my shit, so,
yeah.
You know what I mean? I chose not to sell my shit and just rap over all my shit. If it ain't my cousin Lace Lino, you know what I mean? Then a motherfucker, you know what I mean? A motherfucker ain't getting one of my beats, so I'm the only nigga with my sound other than my cousin, you know what I mean? And that's what make me original. And I'm keeping mine, I'm keeping all my shit in Northern California, Sacramento, you know what I mean? My period, point blank, you know what I mean?
That's what's up. And right now we're going to get into a quick break. And Hustler, Eclipse the Hustler, I want you to introduce this track right here, Don't Worry About Me, and let everybody know the concept behind this track.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, this is Eclipse the Hustler, man, you know what I mean? And this is one of my songs off that Alcohol Poison mixtape. Y'all can go download that for free right now, you know what I mean? And the song called Don't Worry About Me, and it's self-explanatory, you know what I mean? Don't worry about me, you know what I mean? Niggas like to speak and talk down on the kid or whatever and criticize and do all that and what he doing, and he should be doing this and that, you know what I mean? Don't worry about the kid, man, period, point blank. Let me do me.
That's what's up. You guys heard it first right here. I'm putting them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast Hood radio station, Eclipse the Hustler. Don't worry about me.
Robert Horry. You ain't doing nothing for me. Wishing bad on the kid, bitch. You know we are the Lord. bitch. Don't worry about me, about me. Don't worry about me. Worry about yourself, nigga. Don't worry about me, about me. Don't worry about me. Worry about yourself, bitch. Don't worry about me, about me. Don't worry about me. Worry about yourself, nigga. Don't worry about me, about me. You niggas look mad. The squad on go, bro. Sitting on they ass. Everything I spit is gas. I can kill you niggas slower. I can kill you niggas fast. Niggas fast. I'm in that T category, gritting tough till my trap stacked at least four stores. Did you listen to the chorus? I can't back up and act like you know it. This game ain't sponge up and soak it. Act like the gray if I'm an inner city poet. You can front and act like I ain't him. I ain't you, I ain't hurt, and I damn sure ain't him. I'm a street nigga that happened to rap. Mind your motherfucking business, nigga, what happened to that? I'm a pimp getting hoes, though, Zach, quote that. But I'm a grown man before all that. Don't worry about me. Worry about yourself, bitch. Don't worry about me, about me. Don't worry about me. Worry about yourself, nigga. Don't worry about me, about me. Don't worry about me. Worry about yourself, bitch. Don't worry about me, about me. Don't worry about me. Worry about yourself, nigga. Don't worry about me, about me. Don't worry about E. Green team business boy, R.I.P. Ski. 64 OZ. And my nigga Joni, my niggas rest in peace. Yeah, I'm cooking with grease. Watch me season up and throw some flour on the dime piece. My niggas funkin' where I'm from. I'm still wiggling and got this bulldog for the scum. Let me live and watch homicide come. I'm a dolo who rider. Yeah, the illest in the slum. I really keep to myself money hunting 24/7 to increase my wealth. But first, it's my help. If I got it down, a nigga, I'ma do it by myself. So don't worry about me. Ear hustle all you want. That ain't how you gon' eat. That's how you gon' sleep 6 feet. I be still chasing the meal like me. I'm in this shit too deep. In the hood with two bitches getting my bread and meat. Don't worry about me. Worry about yourself, bitch. Don't worry about me, about me. Don't worry about me. Worry about yourself, nigga. Don't worry about me, about me. Don't worry about me. Worry about yourself, bitch. Don't worry about me, about me. Don't worry about me. Worry about yourself, nigga. Don't worry about me, about me.
Back live on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. That was Eclipse. Don't worry about me. I feel the same goddamn way. That's just the Virgo in me. See what I'm saying? But it's all love. And right now, Eclipse the Hustler, I want to ask you, why should the fans even accept you into this industry?
Because I'm a real nigga, man, and I'm really about what I talk about, you feel me? You know what I mean? All my shit is real, is raw and uncut. 100% gutter, you know what I mean? I'm not acting like I'm the hardest nigga in the world. None of that shit. And I'm telling niggas, you know what I mean, the truth. I'm giving niggas the ins and the outs about, you know what I mean, about this street shit and about life, you know what I mean, just in poverty, period. You know what I mean? I'm giving niggas the do's and the don'ts, and if you do this, this can happen. If you do that, that can happen. And, you know, shit like that is just 100% real, bro. Straight up.
That's what's up. And right now, since we own that topic like that, is there a positive message that you can give to the young upcoming entrepreneurs and artists in the industry?
Really, like, especially like on this underground shit, man, you know what I mean? It's so many people trying to do this shit. I would tell somebody that's up and coming is, you know, since it's real easy to get your own lab, your own studio, you know what I mean? Invest in your own studio, a cool little setup, you know what I mean? And learn how to do all the shit on your own, you know what I mean? Like, try to learn how to do, you know what I mean, most of the shit on your own as far as the mixing, you know what I mean, the recording and getting songs done. And even if you can, you know what I mean, get into some graphic design type of shit, you know what I mean, try to spend as less money as possible and still get you a good product done, you feel me? And don't be relying on nobody, you know what I mean? Don't be on nobody else's time. Be on your own time, you know what I mean? And it'll be a lot more easier for you, and don't be letting nobody sell you no dreams, you know what I mean? Because that's what was going on with me when I was coming up, and I ain't never really had nobody,
you feel me, to really look out for me like that. I had to learn hella shit hands-on and waste hella money, you know what I mean? Recorded my first album. My shit was distorted, you feel me? I didn't know what I was doing, you know what I mean? I didn't have nobody there to tell me neither, you know what I'm saying? I had to learn it all hands-on, and now it's like it ain't nothing that nobody could tell me, and I was blessed with an ear, you feel me? So once, you know what I mean, once I start really learning and learning the ins and the outs to this shit, you know what I mean, it's just as simple as that. That's why niggas be saying, "Hey man, won't you put me on?" But I be telling niggas like, "Man, I'm not even really on." You feel me? It just look like that because you know what I mean. I got my own lab and I'm doing it all on my own and I ain't relying on nobody. You feel me? And I'm cutting corners. You gotta learn all that type of shit. You feel me? You got to learn all that type of shit. And they made it. The people made it real easy for you to get your own lab. All that shit used to cost hella money. Now it don't even cost that much. You feel me? Now it don't even cost that much. So, you know, just really just basically said all that to say this, man. Just, you know what I mean, learn how to do all that shit and cut them corners, man. And don't be relying on nobody, man. Rely on yourself. You the only one that's really gonna get that shit done if you really want it done. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. That's what's up. You guys heard it out the mouth of Eclipse the Hustler right here. I put him on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And right now, Eclipse, is there any shout-outs you might want to give out to anybody right now?
Yeah, man, my cousin Rice Lean out, Big Hollis, you feel me? The whole Sacramento, period, you know what I mean? The whole North. Everybody, you feel me? Rest in peace to my auntie Nate, you know what I mean? My cousin Celion, all my homeboys, you know what I mean? And that's about it, man.
That's what's up. And I want to ask you, who do you think?
And San Quinn, you feel me? Go get that that Detrimental 1 and 2, you know what I mean? Just go on that iTunes and type in my name, you know what I mean? And pick up all them records, man. And don't forget that Alcohol Poison free download right now, man. Go check that out. Some good music for y'all, man.
That's what's up. Everybody go out there and support Eclipse the Hustler. And right now, I want to ask you, who do you think is hot and who's not in the industry, whether it's mainstream or underground?
I mean, it's really, you know, really it's like, I mean, of course, like Lil Wayne's and them, you know, and Rick Ross and Meek Mills and all them, you know what I mean? But I really don't even listen to them. I don't even really listen to them too much like that, man. To keep it on 100, I really listen to me, you know what I mean?
That's right.
Go with
them on
blast.
I want to ask you, do you think everybody should be doing music in this industry?
No, it's a lot of people that ain't got no business, you know what I mean? And they ain't got no business in this rap game. Man, that's why it's so fucked up now. Because, you know what I mean, it's a lot of motherfuckers taking up space. Motherfuckers is really hella weak, you feel me? And all this popcorn music is a go right now. That's what's so ugly about it. That's why now, me personally, I do my music really, like, just because I love doing it. I don't even really expect nothing from this shit. Already got my own, you know what I mean, source of income. I'm not, at first, I used to, you know what I mean, want to blow up and think that I'm finna blow up every day. I'm finna make it. I'm finna, you know what I mean? But then now, once I really understand this game and this rap game, the mainstream and the underground, you feel me? It's like now I'm just doing it for the love. Plus, I'm 31 now. It's like, should I give myself about 4 more years of me taking this shit serious, you know what I mean? To be really taking it serious and even thinking that I even have action that really coming up on the underground. But after that, man, I'm just gonna be doing it because I, you know what I mean? Just to do it because I've been doing it for so long, you feel me? But I don't even expect nothing now. It'll be a plus if a nigga can sell something cool in the underground and sell some verses and, you know what I mean, get paid for some shows here and there. If a nigga could do that, I'll be happy with that. I really ain't even tripping on making it with that mainstream shit, because it seemed like that mainstream shit, it's a lot of bullshit and politics with this shit, you feel me? And it's a lot of motherfuckers that ain't got no business in this shit, man. It's really sad, to tell you the truth.
It's all good. But right now, you know, I want to get into another one of these tracks, and I want you to introduce this track and let everybody know the concept behind this one, and this is called Everything's for Sale.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, that's another one right there. Everything's for sale, man. You know what I mean? From the drug to the scale, man. You know what I mean? From a bitch to a hoe, man. Nah, but yeah, everything's for sale, man. You know what I mean? It's a hustling.
It's all good. You guys heard it first right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station, Eclipse the Hustler. Everything for sale. Even your bitch.
Everything.
Everything for sale, from the drugs to the scale. I had to post bail, cause my hoe went to jail. Nah, she didn't tell, that's a solid ass bitch. Fresh out the county and she back to turning tricks. Don't be a snitch, snitches get snitch food. Pistol whip first, then we blast them out they boots. 916 troops, yeah, we so military. Everybody heated like it's legal to carry. Extended damn pipes to air you out hella deadly. Valley boy sickness, you niggas hella scary. Catch me getting lit somewhere in the nutty. Interviewing the bitch, trying to get to the money. She slutty, and kinda remind me of silly putty. The way I molded her, she went to pretty from ugly. And I ain't talking about mommy physical attraction. Mentally, I got her now, hoeing is her passion. Everything for sale, from the drugs to the scale. I had to post bail, cause my hoe went to jail. Nah, she didn't tell, that's a solid ass bitch. Fresh out the county and she back to turning tricks. They be like, damn, mommy must love dicks. Nah, she love money like she love young clips. I'ma take a mile if she give the kid an inch. If it make dollars, it gotta make sense. My red book and back page got me eating good. Knocking hoes through text, getting paid like I should. Stashing in the jacks, that's somewhere in my hood. You guaranteed to win if you play by the book. Respect the cheat code if you live like a crook. Or square your ass up, giving the game a bad look. Pussy pay me every day of the week. It's blood on my cheddar, I get it out the streets. Illegal way time, from the nicks to the dimes. Fucking 9 to 5, this is organized crime. Crack criminal CA, I'm fresh out the gutter. Mafia, better known as Eclipse the Hustler. Everything for sale, from the drugs to the scale. I had to post bail, cause my hoe went to jail. Nah, she didn't tell, that's a solid ass bitch. Fresh out the county, and she back to turn the trick. I'm on this big gas and get it out of white bitch. Loyalty is everything, so get it right, bitch. I ain't gon' lie, yeah, I'm off this Patron. And Paps mob mobbing like Buzz and Celion. You niggas ain't no goblins, all you niggas is clones. Wanna be gangsters, take your ass home. Facebook phoning, on Twitter beefing. You niggas love to die for no goddamn reason. Don't get it twitted, I'm with the bullshit. But if I get it smacking, it's about some real shit. I'm on beast mode, I survived getting hit. On everything I love, I ain't taking no shit. No, not a go, don't play with my emotions. Acting like you bad, it gets your head busted open. MacTown shorty, don't waste it, I be going. Always outside, on one, I be floating. Everything for sale, from the drugs to the scale. I had to post bail, cause my hoe went to jail. No, she didn't tell, that's a solid ass bitch. Fresh off the county, and she back to turning tricks.
Yeah, we back live once again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station, and we here live with Eclipse the Hustler, and that was just his hot single right there off the Alcohol and what is it called? It's Alcohol and what?
Alcohol Poison.
Alcohol poison.
Alcohol and poison. I don't want to get his stuff wrong. I want to get it right. That's Alcohol and Poison mixtape that's out now for free download. And it's that song right there. Everything's for sale. Like I said, even your bitch for sale tonight. But it's all good. But right now, Eclipse the Hustler, I want to ask you, if you made it to the peak in your career, wherever your goal is to make, how would you give back?
Man, you know what I mean? I go to that Del Paso Heights, man, and Flats, man, and then, you know what I mean, in the Strawberry Manors area, man. I go to that area, man, you know what I mean, and get in backpacks, man, you know what I mean? Get in backpacks to them kids and them notepads and all that, man, you know what I mean? I'll do something for them kids, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And I want to ask you, what are your accomplishments in this industry?
What is what?
Your accomplishments, like, what are your goals in this industry?
Yeah,
what are you looking
for? Really,
like,
I mean, my goal really, you know what I mean, is to just really just leave a mark, man. Just leave a real positive mark, you know what I'm saying, in the industry and represent where I'm from, man. That's what my goal is to really, like, put on for Sacramento for real, because it's a lot of artists, you know what I mean, that really had action at doing it, you know what I'm saying, and didn't do it. They did it to a certain extent, but I'm talking about, like, that real impact, like, you know what I mean, like for real, you know what I mean, that real impact, like Rick Ross and them, you know what I'm saying, all the, you know what I mean, the recognition we got really is from the underground, you feel me? Like, mainstream motherfuckers know about us, but we still really ain't just, we still an untapped market, if you ask me. We ain't, you know what I mean? We Sacramento, like the Valley, we don't even have a market like the Bay. We don't even have a market, we don't even have a music or rap market like the Bay, and that's what I want to do. I want to bring it and really put it down and put us on for real.
We need a lot of trendsetters out here in Sacramento to really start some stuff to put Sacramento back on the map how it really should be, just like everybody else. That's why I say everybody needs to support their local artists.
Yeah, and I really think, you know what I mean, once one of us do it, you feel me, they gonna come and they gonna be looking for real, you know what I mean? Like, when that hyphy movement popped off and that tell me when to go, man, they was signing everybody out the back, you feel me? They ain't give a fuck. You know what I mean? They was signing everybody. So if one of us do it, that's why I don't even care if I was the first one or not. If just one of us do it, they gonna come, man, they gonna come looking. You feel me? They gonna come looking. So I don't give a fuck who make it first. You feel me? Just somebody needs to do it. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. And right now, while we're talking about that, is there anything or anybody you might want to put on blast at this time, even if it's us as hosts or as people, or, you know, positive or negative? But if it's negative, just try to keep it respectable to a certain, you know, percentage. But feel free to put, even if it's yourselves, like I said, it could be the music industry, anything. Is there anything you might want to put on blast?
I mean, you talking about as far as Sacramento or just period?
Anything, period. Whatever that's on your mind.
I mean, me personally, I feel like, you know what I mean, I think I could, you know what I mean, work a little harder. I'm working hard, but not hard enough, you know what I mean? And another thing, and as far as, like, just period, point blank, I think motherfuckers need to quit, you know what I mean, doing all that bullshit, talking on that Facebook, man, you know what I'm saying, and that Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Motherfuckers, like they got real G's and shit, niggas that's really G's doing that bullshit, you know what I mean? And man, fuck, motherfuckers need to calm down with that, because that's a bunch of bullshit for real. A nigga never catch me on there. That's why when I be on that joint, man, I be on there promoting my music, bro, and I get off that thing. Motherfuckers get to asking me too many questions and doing all that talking, and motherfuckers talk too much. And then so you would say something to somebody that they didn't want to, you know what I mean, they didn't want to hear, and then it can go on like that. So I cut my shit short. If it ain't about that music, I'm going to put my videos up and that shit. I'm not going to be telling motherfuckers about my day and my uncle just died. You know, bullshit, and niggas cooking food and putting their plates up, and that shit is a bunch of bullshit.
Keep it real.
Hey, I'm telling my kids is watching cartoons and me in the boom. You know what I mean? We're playing checkers. Nobody doing fucking about none of that shit.
That's crazy. It's all love. Man,
hey.
And on that note, man, Miss Kimmy Shimone got a few words she want to say to you, so please hold on.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? What's up with you?
Not too much, you know, just I'm out here in this Oregon, though, like to keep it real. I'm out here in this Oregon and, you know, trying to get my bread right.
That's what's up. You be safe. You're going to do it how you got to do it. I just want to tell you it was a real joy to have on the show tonight. And I, in the future, come on back with your new projects or whatever. And I want you to be safe and be blessed in everything you do, man. And your style is tight. I like your swagger. You know what I'm saying? I like your profile. So go ahead and do your damn thing. And everybody that's hating, go on and hate, because that lets you know he's doing his thing. Feel me?
Hey. And you want to know what? It's well appreciated, too, because, you know what I mean, when I first got on this thing, I was kind of nervous because I ain't really, you know what I mean, I really ain't going to be tripping on no interviews or none of that shit, so I don't even really be getting interviewed too much because I don't really give a fuck. But now, you know what I mean, y'all got at me, you know what I mean, it's well appreciated, you know what I mean, and I'm sorry for, you know what I mean, not getting on the first time, you know what I mean, but It's a good look for me too, man. Y'all hella cool up there though. Put them on blast radio for real, in a real physical fashion, you know.
That's right. That's what's up. That's what we put our heads together, me and Crazy Mo Bloodbino. And I want to commend him and salute him for even taking the time, you know, to do all this, because it's really not easy. It's hard because he's a hard working man every day, all day. You know, and then he takes the time out, you know, just to take the time to get up there and promote and keep posting, you know what I'm saying? And he's really putting it in because he really got that love in him like that. You know what I'm saying? And we love all y'all, everybody out there. Just keep pushing, keep trying, stay away from the negative. And Eclipse, like I said, you know what the Eclipse do when the moon passed the sun and all that old good old stuff. That's the Eclipse, y'all. Go and support this man. We love you.
Yeah, for sure. Love y'all too, man. And thank you for having me on.
It's all love and Eclipse the Hustler. We salute you for coming on the show, you know. And before we end the show, you know, I want you to introduce this last track. But right now I want to say thank you to everybody that's been tuning in, and thank you for all the support. And please go out and support Eclipse the Hustler and everything he got going. He's from Sacramento, from the Nutty North. And everybody, please, Google him, Eclipse the Hustler. Get it right, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, stop the violence, be safe. We all need to come together as one and unite. We need unity, and we all need to support our local artists. No matter where you are on this planet, support your local artists. That's the only how artists is going to make it where they got to get to. You know what I'm saying? There's two different kind of people. There's fans and there's artists. The fans, please, buy the albums. Don't download, you know, go out and pay for it. In Sacramento, especially, we looking at each other. We looking at ourselves. It's like looking at, excuse me. It's like looking inside of a mirror. You know what I'm saying? We got to look at ourselves and see what's wrong with us as individuals in our city in the 916. Why? Everybody on the outside is looking at us like, fuck us. Like, you know, why we the down, why we the underdog. We need to look at ourselves. You know what I'm saying? All them egos, like I said, I don't give a damn who get mad at me. You know what I'm saying? And I don't give a fuck. All artists in Sacramento that's rapping, ballers, drug kingpins, singers, R&B, rap, it don't matter, heavy metal, we need to support each other. So I'm saying, come off the ego trips. Go out and network with the next fellow artist, you know, that's trying to come up. So I'm saying, he might be your key to blowing up. You never know. But your ego is so big. Your ego is so big, it won't allow you to work with the next man.
You don't want
because,
him to get bigger than you.
Yeah, you don't want him to get bigger than you because you like, damn, I hear him because I got a musical ear. He got talent. Damn, he might blow up way faster than me, and I can't have that. Why? You should support him. See what I'm saying? Don't be mad at him. Support him. He want to get money too, just like you. Don't be like the rich people and be like, oh, well, you guys who down there, I feel like you shouldn't have no money. I feel like me and my family should have money and nobody else should have none. And you shouldn't have shit. Don't never think like that, because it's everything you got and everything that you accomplish, you can lose it as fast as you get it. See what I'm saying? You can lose it as fast as you get it, and that ain't about nobody robbing and stealing it from you. See what I'm saying? That's some real shit. It don't matter what it is. You cannot die with your money. You cannot die with those fancy cars. You cannot die with your big old mansion that's bound to catch on fire one day, that you ain't going to have insurance for, because you like, oh, I got so much money, I ain't even tripping, and didn't even go and put insurance on your house. Now you got a burnt-up mansion. Now you sitting in a hotel room or living in a three-bedroom somewhere. See what I'm saying? And everybody's looking at you like, what happened to your mansion? See what I'm saying? Come on, man. You got to think. See what I'm saying? But everybody needs to support each other. But right now, Eclipse, like I said, I thank you. I can go on and on, but please introduce this track right here. Don't it. That's the track called
Don't It.
Yeah, man, you know, Don't It.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? My shit sounds sick. Don't it. You feel me? Don't it. Don't it. That's what it's about. You feel me? But yeah, man, Eclipse the Hustler, man, Alcohol Poison. You know what I mean? The next track y'all finna hear, you know what I mean, is Don't It. You feel me? Produced by me. I want to give one more shout out too, to my boy Emo, man. Emo TV. Y'all check out all the videos. You feel me? My nigga Emo. I can't forget about him. That boy, you know what I mean, be shooting most of my videos. You know what I mean? That nigga would have had a bad bone in his body for the kid if I wouldn't have mentioned him, dog. You know? So,
it's all good. He got much love and much support. He did my first album cover, Rags to Riches. You know, that was a hot one right there. You know, big ups to him and D-Dub and everybody out there. All you guys do your thing. See what I'm saying? And this right here is Eclipse the Hustler, don't it? You guys heard it first right here. I put him on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. Don't it? And we out.
He came a period on the luck. It look like it's about to go down. The way they move, it seem like they not playing around. It get real when the hood clown. It's voluntary day, yeah, you hear the same. It look like she got some good push. She digging my style, seem like she feel. He got bodies on the right pump. The way he talking sound like he killed the nigga once. But twice on that type of pain look nice. It look like you can eat off them chrome pipes. It get hard living the hub life. Trying to hustle when the street shit get tried. For real. It really get ugly if you a scary type. And worse if you selling hot or selling nice. You sleep with one eye open, yeah, that sound right. on it, this is too crafty. Make you niggas hate and stay mad at me. Make you wanna rap, but you sound trash.
That song sounds sick. That song sounds sick.
That song sounds sick. That song sounds sick. Yeah.